the Gemara getting a daf from the test says the Kohen Koira in the Mishnah Rishon the Achav of Levi Achav of Yisrael, and the Gemara gives several reasons. Minohani Mili Amar Rav Masna the Amar Krav Yicht of Moshe Es HaTorah Zos Vitno El HaKohanim B'nei Levi Atu Ana Lo Yedanek the Kohanim B'nei Levi Ninu El Kohen Bereish V'Chad El Levi. Reb Yitzchak gives a different reason. Reb Yitzchak Nafcha Amar Mihocha V'Nikshu Kohanim B'nei Levi Atu Ana Lo Yadina the Kohanim B'nei Levi Ninu El Kohen Bereish V'Chad El Levi. Rav Ashi Amar Mihocha B'nei Amar Aaron U'Moshe V'Yibodol Aaron L'Yikdisho Kodesh Kadoshim Reb Chiyah Ba'Aba Amar Mihocha V'Kidash L'Chol Dovah Shemekdusha. Tana Debei Reb Yishmo V'Kidash L'Chol Dovah Shemekdusha L'Vatorach Rishon L'Vavarach Rishon V'Litol Mona Yofa Rishon. So they explained, according to the first reason, Rav Masna learns it from the Pasuk V'Yichtov Moshe Es HaTorah Azos. So we understand that this is a specific halacha as relates in the ketima of Kohen to Levi as relates to Kriyas HaTorah, since the pasuk itself was speaking about Nesinas HaTorah to Kohanim and Levim. So we see from this drasha that aside from the general universal halacha of Kiddushu to be makdim Kohen l'chol dov shebekdusha, which we learn from Kiddushu, there's another din that in the special kiyum in Hilchus, in Ezreitz HaTamatoh, the halacha of Kriyas HaTorah, that the Kohen should come first, then the Levi, and then the Yisrael. And the reason for that is that there's a special chiyuv on Shevet Kohuna and Leviah to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. Yom Mishpatech Liyakov, to Raschel Yisrael. However, the halacha of Reb Yitzchak Nafcha requires pshat because the pasuk is not speaking about as relates to Egel Aruf. It's not speaking alone as relates to Talmud Torah or Kriyas HaTorah. It's speaking about the Bezna Gadol. And you don't need a Levi at all. So how does he learn Reb Yitzchak that this pasuk, the Levi is speaking about Levium, because the pashtus is when it says Bnei Levi, it's relating to the Kohanim, because they're also Bnei Levi. So it seems the Rav said that in the pasuk it says by Egla Rufa, V'nikshu Kohanim Bnei Levi, ki bom boch Hashem lokech l'shasu l'varach b'shem Hashem. Namely, that's the Sias Kapayim. Val Piyam Yekol Rivachol Nega. So there are four things mentioned in the Pasuk. L'shores, that's Avod in the Mikdash. L'varach B'Shem Hashem, Birkos Kahanim. V'chol Nega, that's Rias Negoim. Because Taras Metzora, to end of the Koyin. Kol Riv is to be done Dine Torah. And there's a chiluk between these different inyonim. Birkus Kohanim and Tumas and Bataris Metzorah, Tumas Metamad Metzorah, is din only in Kohanim and not in Levim. Masha Enkin the Chiyuv to teach Torah and to be done, that's universal for the Levim. That's their responsibility. And therefore, in terms of interpreting the Pasuk, when it says V'nikshu Kohanim B'nei Levi, so it's two things. As relates to the first three, Avoda and so on, Sias Kapayim, Metzora, that only relates to the Kohanim. However, as relates to being done and teaching Torah, that's all Kohanim and also Levim and Kuli. So the Rambam, it's interesting, the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, says that there's a mitzvah lios per Sanhedrin gedola kohanim levim. Shneim u'bosel kohanim levim v'im lo motzu afilu hayu kulam Yisrael m'hareza muta. But the Mokka is a Sifri, and it would seem that this halacha applies only to Beis Din HaGadol, not to a regular Sanhedrin. The Rambam says it only by Beis Din HaGadol, because Beis Din HaGadol, they have a special responsibility, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Mamrim, to teach Torah. Shehein hein ikat Torah shvi'al peh v'hem amudei Torah v'hem chok u'mishpat yotzeh l'cho Yisrael. That's the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph Mamrim. So since there's a special halacha and the special responsibility of Beis Din HaGadol to be the ultimate arbiters of Torah, so therefore you have to have Kohanim Levim. And that's why the Kohen and Levi is a special halacha as relates to Kriyas HaTorah. So there's also Machlokes Rishon related to this. What about if the Kohen comes first? So what if there's a Talmid Chochem? Does the Kohen come first, or does the Talmid Chochem come first? So the Gemara in Gittin here says that if the person is the Gadol Hador, the Rav Huna Kore B'Kahani, the Fila Rav Ami Vav Ashi Kahani Chshiva, the Etzisor Mikvich Havikaifulei. So if he's the Gadol Hador, that's the Gemara here in Gittin, that the Talmid Chochem, the Gadol Hador, comes first. What, however, is if it's a regular Talmid Chochem, not Gadol Hador? So that's a machlokes between. Tosfos says that that the Rav Huna read first because he was the Gadol Hador. But if he's Tamid Talmid Chochem, so he wouldn't come first. And the Torah quotes this in the name of Rav Amram Gaon and Rav Natan Troy Gaon. However, the Rambam disagrees with this, and the Rambam says in his Perish Mishnayos in the Zokim, if there's a Talmid Chochem, they let the Kohen get the first aliyah. Nifla hafla v'pela me'ori Hagolish no Hagim Bezer, Haminig, the Ram is very admonishes this Minig. And the Ram thinks that the Talmid Chochem comes first, before the Kohen. And he brings a proof from the Mishnah Horeis. It says, Bizman Shekulam Shavim, Havim Hoya Mamza Talmid Chochem, the Kohen Godol Am Horeis, Mamza Talmid Chochem, called him Kohen, but called him Lechol Inyan. So the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos, and it thinks when there's a Talmid Chochem, he comes first. It would seem from that Gemara Horeis. Rambam's a Talmid Chochem, Kodlum, Kohen, Godlum, Horeis. So the Rav said to explain the opinion of Tosfos and the Gaonim, from what the Rambam asked from them from the Gemara at the end of Horeis, is that Talmid Chochem, there are two halachas of Vikidashto in terms of being have the Kohanim first and to be mechaber the Kohanim. One is, and there are two ways to interpret it. The halacha of being mechaber the Kohen from Kidashto is fundamentally different than the halacha of being mechaber of Imo or b'mechaber Talmid Chochem. By Talmid Chochem, when you mechaber him, that's his covet, because there's a special halacha of harotza and honor to a Talmid Chochem and to a parent. But by Kohen Gadol, it's not halacha of harotza, but it's halacha to be mavdil, to show the Kohanim distinct. And you see that from the Gemara in Yevamos, because the Gemara says that learns from Vikidash to another halacha, namely if a Kohen is married to a grusha, somebody who's forbidden to marry, the Gemara says Vikidash to Dafno Balkocho. You give him malchus to force him to divorce the grusha he's forbidden to. So you see, it's halacha in terms of making the kahuna distinct and preserving the kedushas kahuna. But it's not basically halacha of covet. And the Rambam says says this in Perek Dalfon Klei HaMikdash. In the beginning, he says, HaKohanim Huvdu Miklal HaLevim LaVodas HaKabonis Shenem Vibodul Amen LaKdisho Kodesh Kadoshim Umitzis Ashahi LaHavdil HaKohanim ULaKotchim ULaHachinim LaKorben Shenem VeKidashto and so on. So you see from the Rambam Mefurish that the Kim V'Kidashto is not fundamentally the loch of Kovid, but the din is to be Mavdil and to Mekadosh the Kohen, and to show that they're distinct in terms of the Kedushas Hazera. And with this, we can also explain. It will answer the Rambam's question on the Tois in the Goinim from the Gemara in Horius, because there it says we see that Tamid Chochem, Mamza Tamid Chochem, Kodum LeKohen Gadol HaMahoritz. But because there it's speaking about to be mavdil him and to be mafresh him to show that he's distinct. And fundamentally, actually, the Rambam would agree to this also, but the Rambam thinks that the way to be mavdil him is through the medium of kavod, and it's fundamentally it's halach to be mavdil him and to be making him for avoda, as the Rambam says himself. However, the Rambam holds that the din of Ikidashto, to be makdim the kohen first, is dafka when they're equivalent in their mila. But if there's a tamir chochom, so then in terms of in hilchas kedima, but when they're not equivalent. So then the Ram, you know, there's one is a greater Tamil Chochmah than the others, then the Ram thinks there's no Din Ketim at all. And therefore there's no Halach V'Kidashto. The whole Din of V'Kidashto is Din and Ketimah. Masha and Cain, when they're not equivalent, so then it's not Shaykh at all, the whole Halach V'Kidashto. And the Ram seems to say that in Perish Mishnayis, the Lashon of Ram is v'zeh kulo b'she'ein shem chacham gadol mimeno k'gon shir shem koyin v'levim v'yisraelim v'yu kulam b'madrega achas b'chochma v'lo yu k'sasim yosu chachamim k'sasim as tosu hakdomis hayachas koyin kodim v'achov lei v'achov yisrael. So the Ram says it's only when they're all equivalent is the halach of kiddash tochal.